Well, hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Here's my question for you. What is your favorite kind of music? And do you enjoy listening to classical music? Well, I'm sure you've heard of Beethoven. The title of our lesson is The Story of Ludwig von Beethoven. At least you've heard his music before, even if you didn't know it was him. Dun, 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 dun. That's right, that's a little taste of Beethoven. Now, how much do you know about this famous classical composer? Today, we are going to find out about Beethoven's childhood. And here's a question for you to find the answer to. What musician did Beethoven's father really like? What musician did Beethoven's father really like? Well, if you've studied about Beethoven's life before, perhaps you already know the answer. Well, friends, we have a lot to talk about. Open your magazine, and let's begin.
The Story of Ludwig von Beethoven. The Value of Giving. Long ago, the Beethoven family lived in Germany. The family liked to sing and play instruments. So when the Beethovens had a son, they wanted him to be a musician too. Ludwig's grandfather used to take him for walks. One day, they went into a church and sat down and waited. Suddenly, the church was filled with a wondrous sound. "What is it?" whispered Ludwig. "The organ," his grandfather answered. Then a rich voice rang out. "And that is your father," said grandfather. "He could be a great musician if he didn't drink so much."
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 wondrous 这个形容词。wondrous 是指美妙的或者是令人惊叹的。例如 ,we were amazed by the wondrous scenery of the valley. 山谷的美丽风光让我们惊艳。或者是 ,I can never forget the wondrous experience of riding in a hot air balloon. 我永远都忘不了搭热气球的美妙经历。或者是 the newly developed technology has a wondrous effect on curing asthma. 这个新发明的科技对于治疗气喘有神奇的效果。接下来我们看的是 drink 这个动词。drink 本来是指喝水或饮料，但是在这里特别是指喝酒。例如 ,the doctor told the patient to stop smoking and drinking at once. 医生告诉这位病人要立刻停止抽烟和喝酒。或者是 Henry drinks so much that it has started to affect his work. Henry 喝太多酒了，而且已经开始影响他的工作。Drink 也可以当名词，意思是指饮料或者是特别是含酒精的饮料。例如 Jack bought drinks for everyone to celebrate his promotion. Jack 为了庆祝自己的升职，替每个人都付了酒钱。
All right, so Rebecca,、
mm-hmm.
our lesson is about a classical composer. Do you have any favorite classical composers, favorite、classical musicians?
A favorite classical musician, actually, Gabe. I have several favorites. I really like Bach.、Mm-hmm. I love Mozart. But I would have to say probably one of my all-time favorites is Chopin. Now, Chopin is a kind of an interesting composer, because sometimes people pronounce his name as Chopin, because it's spelled C-H-O-P-I-N, but it's Chopin.
So he is your favorite classical composer?
I would say he's one of my all-time favorites, yes.
For me, it's Rachmaninoff. I really enjoy his music. It's a little bit dark, but it's really complex and interesting to listen to. Well, friends, today we're learning about another composer, another very famous person, Ludwig von Beethoven, or we should probably pronounce it Ludwig von Beethoven. Well, friends, we're learning about the gift or the value of giving. And what's the value of giving have to do with Ludwig von Beethoven? We're going to find out.
Well, let's get started with our lesson. We read, long ago, the Beethoven family lived in Germany. The family liked to sing and play instruments. So when the Beethovens had a son, they wanted him to be a musician too. Now, before we continue talking about Beethoven, it's time for us to visit the guys in the InfoCloud. They want to answer the question, how do you refer to a family?
How do we refer to a whole family? Easy. Just take the family name and make it plural and add the definite article the in front of it.
So, Ken's family, for example, would be the Lees. The Lees had me over for dinner last night, and hey, the food was delicious.
Glad you enjoyed it. Now, things can get a bit confusing with some family names. For a name like Kennedy, should we replace the final Y with IES, like we do with regular nouns that end in Y?
Or for a name like Bellman, B-E-L-L-M-A-N, do we change the M-A-N to M-E-N, like we do with the word man, when making it plural?
The answer is no. Family names are like brand names. We don't alter the base spelling. So we would make Kennedy's plural by simply adding an S after the Y.
And for names that end in S, Z, X, SH, or CH, we need to add an ES to the end because of the way the plural form is pronounced. For example, referring to the Jones family, we'd say the Joneses, spelled J-O-N-E-S-E-S. For the Cash family, the Cashes, spelled C-A-S-H-E-S.
在英文你如何要称呼一家人？很简单，把这家人的姓改成复数，前面加上定冠词。所以，the Lees就是姓李的这一家人，the Chens就是姓陈的这一家人。Are you related to the Johnsons? 你跟Johnson这一家人有亲戚关系吗？ 要注意有一些姓的字尾是Y, 像Kennedy, 它的复数就直接加上一个S, the Kennedys, 不要把Y改成IES。 但是如果一个姓的字尾是S, Z, X, SH 或CH, 就要加上ES, 才能够构成复数。 就像Jones是一个常见的姓, Jones 一家人叫做 The Joneses, 后面要加上 ES. 这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见.
Thank you, guys. So, Gabe, I guess your family would be called the Harbers, and my family would be called the Brittinghams. And of course, Beethoven's family is called the Beethovens.
And it seems like music runs in the family. From what we have already read, when the Beethovens had a son, they wanted him to be a musician too. Music runs in the family. Remember learning that earlier this year? Well, we continue. Ludwig's grandfather used to take him for walks. One day they went into a church and sat down and waited. Suddenly the church was filled with a wondrous sound. A wondrous sound. That's a wonderful sound.
What is it? Whispered Ludwig. The organ, his grandfather answered. Then a rich voice rang out. Okay, let's pause there for just a moment because we want to talk about those words to ring out. If something rings out, that just means that it's loud and clear. And of course, lots of things can read out. In our lesson, we're talking about how a voice rang out, but different sounds can ring out. A baby's cry can ring out. Hey, Gabe, what other things can ring out?
Oh, my goodness. Sometimes I'm sitting there in my apartment just relaxing, and all of a sudden I hear this loud noise ring out. It's coming down the street.
Okay, the garbage truck. The sound of the garbage truck can also ring out.
Yeah, it rang out throughout our entire neighborhood. It was beautiful. It was a wondrous sound.
Was it now? Okay, yeah, well, in our lesson, we're talking about how this voice rang out. And we see something that grandfather says. And that is your father, said grandfather. He could be a great musician if he didn't drink so much. There are a couple things that we want to talk about in this sentence. But first, what about that phrase, could be something if you weren't something else or didn't do something else?
Okay, so he could be a great musician if he didn't drink so much. That means he is very talented, but he has this problem, right? This drinking problem. Now, you could replace these words with something else. For example, you could be a great singer if you weren't so lazy. So the problem is you're kind of lazy, but you're very talented. You could be a great singer if you weren't so lazy.
Or you could also say Chris could be an Olympic swimmer if he didn't skip practice all the time. That is not a good thing to do. And of course, we're talking about this father and how he could be a great musician if he didn't drink so much. Now, there's a word that I'm thinking of for someone who drinks way too much. Do you know that the word I'm thinking of?
Are you thinking of one of our friends who...
No, I'm not thinking of one of our friends. It begins with an A.
Oh, I know. Alcoholic.
Yes. Alcoholic.
Yes. Alcoholic. Someone who drinks way too much. Maybe they're addicted to drinking alcohol is an alcoholic. So... I guess Beethoven's father was an alcoholic.
That's right. Well, friends, we have more for you, so don't go away. Make sure you stay.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are learning about the story of Ludwig von Beethoven. Yes, the awesome classical musician. Well, friends, we're learning about his childhood, and music runs in the family. His family loves to sing and play instruments. One day, his grandfather took Beethoven for a walk, and they heard the sound of an organ ringing out. It was Beethoven's father playing some music. If Beethoven's father didn't drink so much, he could be a wonderful musician. Well, friends, let's continue with Beethoven's lesson.
The story of Ludwig von Beethoven. One day, Ludwig saw a peculiar instrument in their house. He touched the keys. It's wonderful, cried Ludwig. When Ludwig realized his father was behind him, he was startled. I'm sorry, father, he said. When I touched the keys and beautiful sounds came out, I couldn't stop. For once, his father didn't shout. That is a clavier. I'll teach you to play it, he said. But really, he was thinking of a young musician named Mozart. Mozart was a child prodigy and made a lot of money. I will make sure that Ludwig becomes a prodigy too, he thought.
OK, 接下来我们看 peculiar 这个形容词 peculiar 是指奇特的或者是特殊的所以它的重音是在 CU 这个音节念成 peculiar 例如 George's peculiar fashion taste made him an outstanding designer George 特殊的时尚品味让他成为了位杰出的设计师或者是 the peculiar smell of the herb repels mosquitoes 这种草药的特殊气味会驱蚊或者是 It's peculiar that the customer service department didn't receive any calls of complaints today. 今天客服部门没有接到任何客诉电话是件很奇怪的事情。最后我们看的是 startle 这个动词 startle 是指大吃一惊或者是使惊讶例如 the loud bang in the basement startled us. 地下室突然传来的大的响声让我们吓一跳。Startle 也常用被动语气，例如 The little girl was startled by the intense scenes in the action movie。这个小女孩被这部电影动作片的激烈场面给吓到了。她的现在分词 startling, S-T-A-R-T-L-I-N-G 也可以当形容词，意思是惊人的。例如 The startling inside story of the scandal was revealed last week。这桩丑闻的惊人内幕上周被揭露出来。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, we continue here with our lesson, learning something new about Beethoven. One day, Ludwig saw a peculiar instrument in their house, and something is peculiar, it's a bit unusual. He touched the keys. It's wonderful, cried Ludwig. When Ludwig realized his father was behind him, he was startled.Wow, this is great.
Okay, so I don't know why he's startled. He's just, being curious about something new in his house, something new and peculiar. Well, he said, I'm sorry, Father. When I touched the keys and beautiful sounds came out, I couldn't stop. So he was playing with this instrument and he couldn't stop himself. Now let's see what happens. Let's see how his father responds here. For once, his father didn't shout. For once his father didn't shout. That tells me that usually his father would get angry at Beethoven for maybe touching something he shouldn't.
Yeah, exactly. And that is what the phrase for once tells us. We usually use this phrase when something happens that doesn't usually happen. For example, for once, the bus arrived on time. Or for once, I didn't have to work on Saturday. Usually I do, but for once, I didn't.
Maybe you had to live with your brother or sister in the same room when you were small kids. But then as you got older, you moved to a new house and you had your own room. You could say, for once, I have my own bedroom. So finally, I have my own bedroom. And friends, you can put this phrase at the beginning of a sentence or at the end of a sentence. For example, his father didn't shout for once, okay? Or, as you read here, for once his father didn't shout. He wasn't angry at Beethoven this time.
And we continue learning something else about Beethoven and his father. That is a clavier. I'll teach you to play it, he said. But really, he was thinking of a young musician named Mozart.
Now hold on a second, Rebecca. What does a clavier look like?
Well, doesn't it kind of look like a piano or a keyboard?
Well,
or a harpsichord?
Actually, yeah, there are many different kinds of claviers. I guess a piano is a kind of clavier. Now this is a picture of a harpsichord. And it kind of looks like a piano, but it has a very unique sound. Friends, you should type in H-A-R-P-S-I-C-H-O-R-D, harpsichord, into Google and see what a harpsichord sounds like. This is a kind of clavier.
Okay, well, moving on, we read that, okay, but really, his father was thinking of a young musician named Mozart. What exactly does that mean? Well, we see Mozart was a child prodigy and made a lot of money. So actually what I think Beethoven's father was thinking of, he wanted his son to be just like Mozart, to be a prodigy. But hold on for just a moment. What exactly is a prodigy?
Well, a prodigy is someone, a child who is very talented. Usually, so I think of people who are maybe 10 years of age or younger. And they're very talented at something that they do. Like a musical prodigy is someone like Mozart, who was very gifted at a very, very early age. Actually, he was already writing music by the time he was 5 years old. He was a musical prodigy.
Yes, indeed. Well, continuing on, the father said, I will make sure that Ludwig becomes a prodigy too, he thought. I think that's a very interesting thought, because I didn't know that you could actually make someone become a prodigy. I thought that you're either a prodigy or you aren't a prodigy. You could be a tennis prodigy, a music prodigy, basketball prodigy, but how do you turn someone into a prodigy?
Well, perhaps his father had ulterior motives, Rebecca.
hey.
It seems like he did. It seems like he had ulterior motives, all right? It seems like he wanted to make his son to be the best, just like this other person. So he was kind of selfish. You use this phrase, ulterior motives, to describe someone's selfish reasons for doing something.
And of course, there are other ways that you can use this phrase. For example, mm-hmm. Greg claims that he just wants to help Lisa out, but I'm pretty sure he has ulterior motives for wanting to get to know her.
Well, you know, this this really pretty girl came to talk to me once. Later I found out she was just trying to avoid her ex-boyfriend. So she had ulterior motives for talking to me.
Okay, well right now it's time for us to jump to the SC Challenge.
Yes. All right, I'm very excited to have Hazel here. Hazel, are you happy to be here for the SC Challenge?
Of course I am, if it's not too challenging.
Oh, I think it might be a little challenging.
Oh, no, let's try.
Yeah, let's give it a shot. Well, our lesson today is about Beethoven, who, of course, was an amazing musician. He actually, music runs in the family, you could say, because people in his family also play the piano. I'm curious, do you play any instruments, Hazel?
I do play some instruments. One of my favorites is the accordion. It's a little bit like a piano, but, you know, you hold it and you move it in and out.
Yeah. Okay, so it's like a piano that you can carry. And you know what? I asked Hazel if she plays any instruments. I actually know she plays several instruments. Hazel, do you play any other instruments?
I do, but I'm no Beethoven.
Yeah.
I play the guitar a little bit, and I like the ukulele and a banjo.
And she even has a washboard, which is kind of a rhythmic instrument that's kind of fun, right?
It is fun.
Well, I also have another question for you.
Okay.
Now, did you inherit any of your talents from your parents or grandparents? It doesn't have to be related to music. Is there anything that runs in the family, maybe your parents were good at, and you are too?
Yes, everyone in our family is kind of funny, kind of funny looking, and we like to say funny things. So I think a sense of humor runs in the family.
Mm-hmm. A sense of humor, and Hazel certainly does have a great sense of humor. Well, Hazel, thank you so much for joining us for the SC Challenge. And friends, how will you answer these questions? What instrument do you play, and what talents did you get from your parents or grandparents? Well, it's time for us to say goodbye.
Already? Goodbye.
That's it. Well, is Beethoven a prodigy or not?
Well, I guess we're going to have to find out tomorrow. So, friends, we'll see you tomorrow right here on
Studio Classroom.